Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
No restrictions on communal worship. That's how the news broadcasts were describing the situation in England leading up to Freedom Day, the ill-judged label given for the day the restrictions were lifted. As the message, no restrictions on communal worship, was picked up by different media outlets, I waited for the fine print from the gov.uk website to know whether there were any caveats. And while I waited, I pondered the question, is it true that there are no restrictions on communal worship? When we return to pre-COVID-19 times, and now isn't that, are we returning to a worship free-for-all? We might smile, a little wryly even, at what might constitute a Lutheran worship free-for-all, but our theology of worship reflects our truth, and one key article of faith is that communal worship is restricted by Jesus himself. We understand that if worship begins with us, that we define it and determine it, then it is idolatry. Instead, we find ourselves in a long line, a nearly 2,000 years old long line, who have received from Jesus what they need to live with him and follow him. Jesus determines how we worship God by making it clear that we are the recipients of God's gifts, we are the beneficiaries of God's grace, and that in worship, Jesus determines what he wants to give us: forgiveness, his word, his ears, so that he acts on our prayers, himself in the meal, and his blessings as we go out again into our lives in the world. I have been told in the past that I'm just making this up and saying it like this to keep my pastor power and restricting people's worship. That's a hard charge to defend in some ways because, as I said, this is fundamentally about faith, about how Christians respond to Jesus' commands to baptize, to preach, to pray, to eat in remembrance of me, as he said, and to go out into the world blessed. Often the worship battles that happen in churches in decades past have come down to the rhythm or beat of the music, or the words of songs, or the role of the worship leader. And this is where I think we might have been more clear in the past about worship, and where there is freedom, and where there are restrictions. Yes, God establishes how we worship. That is our faith position, because if it starts with us, it is idolatry. And yes, Jesus established a pattern of worship echoing synagogue and temple, today we might say word and sacrament, and there is an order to it where God gives and we receive. I don't think Jesus has a favourite setting of the divine service in our Lutheran service book. We have 5 settings listed. What is important are not the actual words of the liturgy, whether in 21st century English or 7th century Latin, but that they clearly present Jesus and his gifts, that the words are clear and do what they say, so that everyone's focus remains on Jesus and not who is speaking or singing in the moment. What is common to all Christians, such as the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, are better suited to stability through the generations, but even they are translated into the language of the worshippers. Of course, human beings always want to take the place of God, and that is dangerous in worship, dangerous for pastors, and might result in God becoming the audience of our worship of him, because we believe we are the important ones and God should be pleased enough to get our adoration and praise. However, in God's presence, we are always recipients. God doesn't need anything from us. He is the giver, and we receive forgiveness, guidance, strength, comfort, personal assurance, healing even, and blessings. Yes, we can say that there are no restrictions on communal worship because God wants all people to be saved and come to him. But there are restrictions from our point of view in the same way as when we follow Jesus, because that means trusting and obeying his word, trusting and obeying him, and not going wherever we wish unrestricted, not behaving as we want and saying Jesus approves. Similarly, our communal worship is not our creation, but a time of God's gracious presence with us, on His terms, in His words, according to His pattern and order, so that we are served and blessed. God's grace and mercy is unrestricted, and that is what counts. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, You have made us for Yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in You. Teach us to seek You where You are found, in words, water, bread and wine, and to rely on You in all our needs, so that our deepest desires may be satisfied, and we may finally see You face to face. We ask this through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.